We live in a nation where leaders write laws that give corporations tax benefits for shipping our jobs overseas. We live in a nation where last year, the top 25 hedge fund managers made, on average, $1 billion. That is the combined salary of 20,000 teachers. The teachers, however, paid a higher tax rate. We live in a nation where the average CEO makes 400 times the average worker's salary. A generation ago, the average CEO made 40 times the average worker's salary. We live in a nation where Senator Chuck Grassley wants to let millionaires keep We live in a nation where Senator Chuck Grassley wants to let millionaires keep the $300,000 tax breaks he gave them every year for the last 10 years. He says it will help improve the economy. How? That trickle-down theory just doesn't work. We know that because we tried it, and it brought us the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression. From 2001 to 2007, the median wage kept dropping, but the rich sure did get richer. We live in a country where, unfortunately, patriotism has been hijacked by greed. Today, I'm proposing three principles that I will work for in the United States Senate. First, reform the system of financing political campaigns so our leaders are not dependent on corporate special interest funding to get elected. Senator Grassley is part of the problem. He's taken more than $800,000 from Wall Street while voting to hand over $700 billion in taxpayer money, no strings attached. He then opposed regulation cracking down on the corruption that caused the meltdown. Today, six Wall Street banks alone control assets accounting for over 60% of our gross domestic product, and Chuck Grassley would rather bail them out than rein in their behavior. Here is another example. Grassley said that the health care plan allowed the government to decide when to pull the plug on grandma. After taking $1 million from the insurance and healthcare industries, he voted against healthcare reform. The 14,000 lobbyists strolling the halls of Congress make up the sixth largest industry that contributes to Senator Grassley's campaigns. I have not taken a penny from a political action committee or from a Washington lobbyist because I will not be beholden to anybody but the citizens of Iowa. We need someone with the spine to stand up to corporate special interests and not succumb to their every wish. I will be that person. Second, make the way lobbying is done in Washington, D.C. transparent so that the corrupting relationship between corporate interests and members of Congress is broken. Last year, $3.49 billion was spent lobbying the federal government. In lobbying to keep prescription drug reimportation from Canada out of the health insurance reform bill, the pharmaceutical industry spent $267 million, the greatest amount ever spent on lobbying efforts by a single industry for 1 year, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Now, there are more than five lobbyists working to kill clean energy legislation for every single member of Congress. The close ties between lobbyists and government led to no-bid contracts like those awarded to Halliburton and Blackwater. Blackwater Worldwide paid its Iraq-based security guards $1,222 per day, while more than $4,445,000 annually as a part of no-bid contracts paid for by taxpayers. All this while some soldiers' families in Iowa are on food stamps. The 2005 transportation bill contained 6,000 pork projects, including the infamous Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska. Iowa's Chuck Grassley brought his staff to the floor of the Senate to congratulate them for their work on his bill. What he failed to mention was that Chambers, Conlon, and Hartwell, the lobbying firm where his wife, quote, crafts legislative strategy, received more than $250,000 in fees to secure that bridge to nowhere. We also need lots more transparency in lobbying practice. For example, in June 2007, Senator Grassley introduced a bill to make publicly traded buyout firms pay their fair share in taxes. Soon after, Grassley's former chief of staff, Ken Cunningham, who left Grassley's office in early 2006, was hired to lobby against the bill. Within a week, Grassley was giving in to lobbyist demands that the bill's grace period be extended. And a little over a month later, Grassley gave up on the bill altogether. 7 months after Grassley introduced his legislation, he announced that lobbyists had killed it and said he didn't support it anymore because it might make Wall Street nervous. In 2003, Senator Grassley's wife's lobbying firm wrote a tax credit to benefit its clients and attempted to get it passed. After the firm paid for Chuck Grassley to attend a luxurious conference in Florida, complete with golf outings and boat tours, the tax credit found its way into Grassley's so-called Jobs Act and was passed. Opponents of the bill called it an early Christmas gift to lobbyists. Since then, Grassley has authored bills to extend those tax credits that directly benefit the firm that pays his wife's salary. Finally, we must overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United. When Thomas Jefferson and other drafters of the Declaration of Independence declared all men are created equal, I'm sure he would have included women, I'm certain for sure that he did not intend to include AIG or Goldman Sachs or BP. However, a majority of the U.S. Supreme Court apparently believes that corporations are just like people. I know they're not. In 2008, BP contributed $500,000 to politicians through their PAC and as individuals. Imagine, and that's what you'll have to do, is imagine what they are doing this year now that they can contribute directly to these 527s and 501Cs that have been created in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision. Even before Citizens United, the influence of special interest money in Washington was considerable. Just last week, for Senator Grassley's 77th birthday, corporate PACs donated $2,500 each to host a birthday party fundraiser. An individual lobbyist paid $1,000 to host it. Because of the Citizens United decision, corporations can now directly finance elections. In Minnesota, Target gave $150,000 to a committee helping a right-wing candidate. If their CEO, a U.S. citizen, wanted to give him a contribution, that's one thing. But to use corporate funds is another. And I will support amending the United States Constitution, if necessary, to overturn Citizens United. Another example is groups like Karl Rove's American Crosswords and Crosswords GPS, which has spent around $18 million so far in this election on media buys. Nearly 75% of that money has come from undisclosed donors of Crossroads GPS, a 501c4 nonprofit organization, which is not required to disclose donors publicly. The head of Crossroads GPS admitted that this confidentiality has helped the group raise money. American Crossroads is a 527 and does have to disclose donors monthly. In August, it was reported that the group took in approximately $2.6 million in total and that a full $2.4 million, or 91%, came from just two billionaires and a corporation owned by a billionaire. At a minimum, the public must know who is paying for elections and for campaign advertising. However, Senator Grassley and his Republican friends in the Senate even refused to allow debate on a bill that would have required more disclosure. Both in July and again in September, he refused to end a filibuster that kept the disclosed bill from being debated. As a result, even international corporations will now be able to donate money to influence U.S. elections. This must end. That is why corporate accountability and good governance will be a top priority for me in the United States Senate. Democracy is not for sale. We must ensure, as Abraham Lincoln said, that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. Okay, any questions?
Our spouse is voting.
Well, certainly mine has been. And mine doesn't work for a lobbying firm. His wife, Barbara, works for a lobbying firm that lobbies him. And that lobbies on behalf of governments and corporations that have business with the United States Senate. I've given you, I think, three examples of what we perceive to be a pretty direct connection. We can sure find out.
The railroad tax extenders.
Yeah.
I can get it for you.
It is in the billions, but exactly how much and for how long we'll have to get to. Okay. Anybody else?
Why is Senator Grassley not debating it?
Ask him. I think that he is afraid to stand on a stage in front of the people of Iowa and defend a record that is in fact indefensible. He's voted five times for tax breaks to ship jobs overseas. And for Iowans, that's not hypothetical. I mean, Electrolux, Maytag, we know the pain of what he has done. He voted 14 times not to extend unemployment compensation for people who are out of work as a result of his fiscal policies. He sure doesn't want to defend what he did in terms of the deficit. He $1.3 trillion is what it was when this administration came in through the door, and he was in charge of the committee that was supposed to pay for the government, the Finance Committee. He passed two tax cuts, mostly benefiting the very rich, not paid for. Permitted two wars to be fought entirely off the books and on the credit card, and Medicare Part D was not paid for and contains another provision that I think is indefensible, and that is a provision that prevents the federal government from negotiating prices with the drug companies. The VA can, but Medicare cannot, and the difference in price is 80% more on average in Medicare.
Don't lobbyists play some role?
Well, I don't think that their role is critical to the government, but we do have First Amendment freedoms in the United States. I only want disclosure. That's all I'm asking for. I'm asking for transparency. At least let us know who's buying those attack ads on TV. At least let us know when a lobbyist has a meeting with Senator Grassley or some other lawmaker and what the subject of that meeting is. We have a right to know. It is our government.
What's your strategy in the final month or so before the election?
We have a phenomenal ground game, which is a good thing because he's outspending me on TV about 5-1, that we believe will get out the vote. We do not see the much ballyhooed enthusiasm gap. We'll be on the road almost continuously from now until November 2nd. And of course, we have a very large number of people who have already voted who have requested mail ballots. And by far, the largest number of those folks are Democrats. Well, I think that's up to Senator Grassley and his sense of ethics, and I think that there should be clear rules governing the conduct of senators in connection with family businesses, and I don't know that there are. But what I do think is that the people of Iowa probably are generally not even aware that Senator Grassley's wife works for a lobbying firm, let alone that Senator Grassley was himself responsible for that infamous bridge to nowhere, and that his wife's lobbying firm got $250,000 to get that in the bill.
Thank